I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to talk about the Holy Spirit since we are in the month of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, tell somebody we are in the month of the Holy Spirit.
And
we want to talk about the most important person on earth right now. The Holy Spirit is the most important person right now as far as God's agenda is concerned. Amen. Tell someone, get that you are about to discover new things about the Spirit of God. Jesus spoke a lot about the Holy Spirit when he was on earth.
Now, Jesus Christ, he can say, "Be brave, fast, and
unfortunately, Christians today don't have a good understanding of the Holy Spirit.
Now, they have been punished. A Christ of fire, we are Christians. And Tiasia, he was fast, and some conquerors. MC and CP.
And you cannot benefit from anything you don't understand. As a young Christian, as an old Christian, whoever you are, as a pastor, as a businessman, as a student, you need the Holy Spirit.
Because
he's the person who can make your Christian life a success. Like without him, you will struggle as a child of God.
Are
you here with me? Without him, you will struggle as a child of God. And no matter your field of endeavor, you need the Holy Spirit to help you there. Tell someone who is seated by you, no matter what you do, you need the Holy Spirit to help you. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, for us to know who the Holy Spirit is, we need to first eliminate the things that he is not from the equation. Yahweh, come on, sing it. Just sing it slowly where you are sitting. The Spirit of God is here. Yahweh Sabbath, he will fight for you. Yahweh Sabbath, oh Yahweh Sabbath, oh Yahweh Sabbath, Yahweh Sabbath, oh Yahweh Sabbath, the Lord.
glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth.
You see, when the Holy Spirit takes over your situation, He fights for you. And I don't know where you are battling in life. I don't know what you are struggling with. It may be a spiritual condition. It may also be a physical condition. It may be a challenge that you have. But when Yahweh Sabaoth takes over, when the Spirit of the Lord takes over your life, when the power of the Most High overshadows you, it makes the impossible becomes possible. He makes the hopeless becomes hopeful. He turns trials into triumphs. He changes our test into our testimonies. He makes the way where there is no way and rivers even in the desert. Bible says that when He comes, He turns our dry places into fruitful areas. He's the Yahweh Sabaoth. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the King of glory. He's the one who fights and we sit at rest. May He be your King this month.
Amen.
I said, may He be your God this season.
Amen.
As we talk about Him, may He take the center stage of your life.
Amen.
As we talk about Him, may He take the center stage of your destiny.
Amen.
And may whatever is not cooperating begin to cooperate.
Amen.
I see the Lord mounting pressure on systems.
Amen.
On enterprises. On companies. On industries, on things, on systems, on things so that they will favor you. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive,
receive that prophecy in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I
shall receive that prophecy in the name of the Lord Jesus. That the Lord will mount pressure on certain people that must answer your request. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
The King of hosts, the King of glory is Yahweh Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, the King, the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, Yahweh Sabaoth.
Take over the unemployment situation. Take over the joblessness. Take over the non-marriage situation. Take over the childlessness, the barrenness. Take over the spiritual condition. Take over the addiction. Take over the financial battles. Take over. Take over. Answer your people. Answer your people. Answer your people. Answer your people. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh.
Yahweh Sabaoth. the heavens and the earth.
And
all that there is. In a matter of time, the earth was without form and void.
Shipless.
Oh, but the Bible says that, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering. This morning, as I'm speaking, I see the Holy Spirit moving around somebody's situation. Your situation is not hopeless after today. Your situation is not hopeless after today. Your situation is not hopeless after today. For God is going to come through for you. God is going to come through for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. This week,
now what you will say,
there are people here that will have the shock of their lives.
The
prophecy is for those who believe it. I said the prophecy is not for everybody, it is for those who believe it. I said this week, the Holy Spirit is going to move into your life, into your situation, into your prayer request, into the things you are battling and challenging, the things you are facing. And before this week will end, somebody will be on this altar with a testimony in your mouth. You will be on this altar with a testimony in your mouth. I prophesy over those people here.
Amen.
And I declare that 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, and the Lord would have done it for you. Receive it with your loudest amen. In the name of Jesus, clap your two hands together for the prophecy. Take back your seat. Take back your seat. Shada bado shebrehedo shada. Ramano shebrehedesh. So who, for us to know who the Holy Spirit is, we must eliminate who he's not. Now, so that it can make it easy for us to know who he is. I get in me.
What's the American say?
So who the Holy Spirit is not, number one. Who he's not. You have to
receive
that's the Holy Spirit, but I want to open your eyes that he's not the things I'm going to talk about. One. The Holy Spirit is not a force. He's not a force. In other words, he's not power. He's not power. He's not a force. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now listen. When we see a power or force, those are scientific things. Like energy and stuff. The Holy Spirit is more than power. He said, don't reduce him to a force. A force like gravitational force. A force like the force of friction. Those are scientific things that exist. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But the Holy Spirit is not a thing. So he's not a force. So he has power, but he's not power. The Holy Spirit has power, but he is not power. You have to understand that. He is more than power. He has the power, but he's not just power. That he's just power. So when you just use him, he's just power. So you just take him and use him. The Holy Spirit is not a ghost. Tell somebody the Holy Spirit is not a ghost.
He's
not a ghost. You have heard Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
That's not a correct name of the Holy Spirit. He's called Holy Spirit.
A Holy Spirit.
He's not a ghost. Now, what is a ghost?
What do you know as a ghost? So if you are worshiping a Holy Ghost, you know who a ghost is. Are you happy with that one? But what you have to understand is that it is an old English language. You see, language has evolved over the years.
There was a what we are saying, say, kasa, na kasa nso de, eko na enimu na enyema e.
Then it says, do you know that language changes? Or you don't know? Every generation comes and they change language a bit.
I want to atwas wobia eba kasa e wo ho no mo sesamu o mo sesamu kakra.
There is a certain generation when they say that Charlie, you are sick, or this thing is sick, it means that the thing don't go well, isn't it? But we are living in another generation. If we are listening to a song or we see something, we say, Charlie, it be sick. Do you see that it has a different meaning?
It's a corona. No, I want to ask you, be any castle, send your mocha, send in a situation here.
Those days when we say something is hot, it means that it has a, it can burn you. Today,
maybe a chair, you can say,
ah, we say you are looking hot. It has a deep burn.
And so, an idea, Obi, who will be no castle,
say language. Yeah. As I'm speaking, I'm sure you have a lot of examples. Think that those days, you don't say that, but today now you say that. Eh? Some time ago, you called something Kambu. Some time ago, you were calling it Kambu. Today, what do you call Kambu?
And your friend Kambu, your friend is
Nikki. Another generation came, they called it Kick. You see my kick? You see my kick? And if an old man, you'll be confused. Now another generation has the slickest.
I want to address Obi about almost when I'm afraid.
And the way he sounds slickest, from beginning I thought we were talking about Nika.
May I bribe the country and I make us say Abia a Nika Bia Yeshe? If say Nika be
no, no, I belong to the old generation.
And so now say me the meme castana near kind of kicking a chemukura.
Do you know that what you call trousers? It has evolved. They call it pants.
Your friend pants.
Hey, you don't even know. You are living in the old generation. If you go and tell these current people, go and bring my trousers, they ask, what is trousers? If they tell you, go and bring my pants, and you go and bring your underwear, you are in trouble. But they are not talking about your underwear. Say language.
Kasa.
So now, the language that was used to write the Bible, to translate the Bible into English, has also evolved.
And
those years, when they were writing,
Bible,
they were limited in diction. Eh? If you did a little English, you know diction. So the amount of words you have in your pool is what we call your diction. The amount of words you have. You see, I can say that, I can talk and say, I am not ignorant of what you are doing. That is my diction. All the word I have is ignorance to express what I'm saying that I don't know. So I can say, oh, I am ignorant. I'm trying to say I don't know. Per my diction, the best word I can find in my mind easily is the word ignorant. But now, another person with a different diction, maybe half more words, will say that I am oblivious about this. Now, do you understand oblivious? Oblivious means ignorant. Are you getting what I'm saying?
What did the American say?
So, what someone with a higher diction will say, I am oblivious of this fact. Somebody too will say, I'm ignorant of this fact. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the same way, when they were writing when they were translating the Bible, in those old days, the kind of language they had, the kind of English they had, is not as refined and improved as today. So the best way they could describe something that is not physical. You understand? The best way they could describe something that is not blood and flesh, the nearest word they could use was ghost. Because ghost is not something you can touch and feel.
It is that Breno.
So,
kasa na ewo ho a umbeti mi di atre adi a unti mi som any moja any wunam na unti mi som na so na ewo ho no.
Instead of saying spirit, they were saying ghost.
Having not been umbeti mak amamba kasa home like Breno ni wo intu mo kasa samain.
How many of you have read literature books like Hamlet?
You must do say literature books. Hey, Hamlet.
Oh, there are. Yo, let's move on. Let's not spoil the relationship. Let's move on. Let's just maintain the relationship because some of you are embarrassing yourself. But let's just. Now, when you read Hamlet, okay, when
Hamlet,
you read,
yeah, make
Hamlet,
them,
you
yeah.
will come across words. Words, expressions that are old English. Okay, you let me even forget Hamlet. At least this one you will know. King James. I don't have read King James Bible before.
You can't King James Bible.
Thou art cometh came. Oh.
Ubo se brofuna bohono eya sronko kra.
You see a word speak. If you go and write it in school, you are wrong. It's an old English, an old word to say spoke. It will say speak. So they wrote ghost, not because the Holy Spirit is a ghost, and but that was the best word they could use to describe the fact that he's not flesh and blood, he's a spirit. That is why when you check the Hebrew word, the Hebrew word for the ghost over there is ruach, which means spirit. The Greek is pneuma, which means spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What did the American say there?
I'm disturbing you. We are here to learn, right?
Yeah, we are here.
Oh, clap. If you want to clap, you can do it for free. Ali, that will encourage me to teach you more. Amen.
Amen.
So there is nothing like Holy Ghost.
It's your NBBI, your friend, say Holy Ghost.
And it's actually Holy Spirit.
A Holy Spirit.
You are not serving a ghost. Tell somebody you are not worshiping a ghost.
Catch you be saying yes, Samai and our soul.
You are following a spirit.
A
spirit. It's a pneuma. Ruach. It's a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit is not a ghost. He's not power. He's not a force. Hallelujah. It's not a cosmic energy. Number two. Oh, time is gone already like that. The Holy Spirit is not referred to with the pronoun it. The Holy Spirit is not a thing. And it's not referred to with the pronoun it. You can't say it is coming. Because it's not a thing. The pronoun for a thing is it. Isn't it? It. But the Holy Spirit is not a thing. So you can't call it it. Eh? A cat. You can say it is eating. It is passing. A cat is a thing. You understand? It's an animal or a thing. It's less value. The Holy Spirit is not an animal. It's not a thing. So you can't use the pronoun it. Okay? For the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me?
What did they make, Hanana?
Do we all understand?
Yeah,
that is why it is wrong for you to say the Holy Spirit. Then you use it to refer to it. No, you use he or yeah, that or all through the Bible. The Bible uses he to refer, not it, because it's not a thing. It's not a thing. Amen.
Amen.
Number three. He is not tongues speaking. The Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. Ask somebody, wow. Tell somebody, wow.
The
Holy Spirit is not speaking in tongues. What I'm saying is that the Holy Spirit is not tongues. I am not my language. Do you understand? I'm different. My language is different.
The tongue is the language of somebody called Holy Spirit.
That is the language the Holy Spirit speaks. So the tongue is not the Holy Spirit, but it is the language of the Holy Spirit.
You
think about the Holy Spirit, you say, oh. Hey, I don't know. It's a spiritual language. Amen. Clap your two hands to that. You'll find that in Acts chapter 2. When it came upon them, they started speaking the language. But he had to first come. So like I said, number four, he's not an animal. So he's certainly not a dove or a bird.
Tell somebody
the Holy Spirit is not a dove. Are we learning? Those are the back. Are you following? I said the Holy Spirit is not an animal. Therefore, he's not a doe. So who is the Holy Spirit? We are trying to eliminate the things it's not, so that we can now. If it's not this, I thought he is power. It's not power. I thought he is an animal doe. He said no, he's not doe. I thought he is the shalabalaba. Now he says not such shalabalaba. So who is the Holy Spirit?
He's
not a
dove.
A lot of you think that when you see the dove, you say, ah, that's the Holy Spirit. How many of you used to think like that? Because you see designs and you see the dove roaming about, you say, oh.
If you say, Ebi ana yehu, enfonyini bi, eni ade ade a
yehu.
Yehu say buburo bi ewo so.
So
you,
if you say the Holy Spirit is a dove, that means that the Holy Spirit is an animal. But
it's
not an animal. The Bible didn't teach us that it's an animal. So somebody asks, so why do you people use it? Why is it that? Somebody is even arguing that it's the Bible.
I didn't see. Obi Christ, ya wakasa. Nasa di mpo ayeka. Ewa Bible mu.
I can just read somebody's mind. He's arguing right now that it's in the Bible. John the Baptist said he's the dove.
Number
5, he's not fire. Hello, tap the one by you. Tell him that I want to shock you again. Holy Spirit is not fire. Am I causing confusion? I'm destroying some people's theology. What you have been taught from Sunday school. The Holy Spirit has fire. But he's not fire. It's not fire. He has it. He has power. He can give you fire. But he is not fire. To say he's fire means he's a thing.
But
we are not worshiping a
thing.
So understand, settle yourself that the one you are following is more than fire. I said, oh, on the day of Pentecost, fire came on all of them. Fire is the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that there was a mighty rushing wind that came there. And there appeared on everyone's head fire that was like divided tongue on their heads.
Bible say and from a bi a bow a fire emma a jebi eba besisi or more now so emma na a mwa pie at any patrema.
It is the Holy Spirit that gave them those fire for something, for the sign, for the work. But the Holy Spirit is not fire. He gave them the fire.
Hon konkrono ene this time a dienu e janu besisi won tri eso. Nanso hon konkrono enye oja. What the besisi won tri so emma e trese e dibia jumedi on baba biti.
Give me Acts chapter 2. And there appeared unto them cloven. You see cloven. This word you say cloven is an old word. It means divided. Divided. Divided tongue. Like as of fire. If you did a little English, when you see the word like means it's not it, but it's comparing it to that thing.
Are you getting it?
Like as of fire. He didn't say the Holy Spirit is fire. He said he came like.
In
literature, it's called a simile. Not smile.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
What did they make?
Tell somebody the Holy Spirit is not fire.
Catch the auto and chain and say.
Stop insulting God. Stop insulting God by calling him fire.
The choirs
are singing fire, fire, fire. When you are singing fire, fire, from today, have an understanding of what I'm saying. Don't stop singing it, but we are saying that there is someone who gives the fire. Because when you call him, I need your fire. I need your fire. It is his fire he will give you. But he is not fire. It's not just fire.
You can off and on.
You see, the reason why I'm taking my time to explain this thing is because there's a lot of doctrines, false doctrines. A lot of false doctrines. He is not fire. Okay. He gives fire, but he's not fire. Number six, he's not a wind. Go to verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. As. Take notice of these words. As. So when you are reading the Bible, you rush too much. He's not wind. To call him a wind means that he's a thing. The Bible says, we are reading the Bible. And suddenly there came. So as they were praying in the upper room. As they were praying, the Holy Spirit had not come. They were praying, oh Jesus, you said you are bringing us your Holy Spirit. We need it. Oh, visit us. Jesus, visit us. Bible says that as they were praying with one accord, at a certain hour, then in their ears, they started hearing a sound. And the sound was like, now when you have not even seen it and start hearing that sound, what will you say? You say that you can be in your room, and when you hear outside, you say it is what? Wind.
You are comparing
the sound you are hearing to something you are familiar with, which is the wind. So, as they were praying, they started hearing a very loud sound. That sounds like a wind. As of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole room. It's like that sound filled the whole room. So everywhere was. Now that was what happened on the day of Pentecost. He didn't say that, and the Holy Spirit is a wind that came.
And can baby be ara say?
He's not a wind. Just that when he entered into their room, they could only compare it to how a wind behaves.
Clap your two hands
for the
Lord.
He's not oil. Number 7. So that if I don't touch you with the oil, is that so for any
idea?
Tell somebody by you, the Holy Spirit is not oil.
Catch a daughter and chance and young was.
Do you know that? In fact, you have even been calling that thing in the bottle anointing oil. How many of you have called that thing in the bottle? You call it anointing oil.
Oh,
don't be ashamed. Oil. You are learning. Just show me your level. Let me know. How many of you have been calling it anointing oil? If you have pastors who call it
anointing
oil. It's as simple as that. How many of you call it anointing oil? Beautiful. Now listen. What you actually call anointing oil is originally olive oil. Do you understand?
A dear friend say anointing oil, no?
Everybody say olive oil. It was produced from the olive tree.
Olive
oil. The way you have palm nut oil. Is palm nut oil anointing oil? That one they say no. Is coconut oil anointing oil? But you can use it. If I pour coconut oil in that bottle now, and I start putting it on, you say, oh, it goes through. It rather goes through back. It's the coconut oil I'm in it.
Betimi di kube anwa egu eto mu abompa ye egu so e di atu su sesi am waka se no so e anointing oil
masra kube
and so na e kube mu.
What a shock. Now listen, the olive oil or those oils you are talking about are the oils produced from those things. They are the products that has been manufactured. Okay, now what makes it anointing oil is when you pray over it for the Spirit of God
to come upon it.
When the Spirit of God comes upon it, it is no longer anointing, it is no longer olive oil, it is no longer Burgess olive oil, it is no longer whatever olive oil. Because Burgess, it is some of you, when you're going to buy the oil, you say, I like the Burgess one. And no one has them on Concron womb. Called Ganama. And I have to have my wife. A program. It's like Ganama. Every toothpaste is Pepsodent. Ganama. Every hard soap is what?
Ganama.
Like when we accept something, would be here yet chair? Na adie na adane e no ade anim. Ye ti ko ye ni mo ya ka. Eh? MTN for team boss we. Se si a omu pram no so so so. Uti me sit down number. Waka. Is that auto data na shim na ko. But you the Ganama doesn't know how to change. Na Ganama like the old thing.
Ghana hanum dear ye pe idea no dada no I no an ayan ye ni chihu.
All they need is to
it's true.
Every milk is ideal.
Milk
will be every detergent is. Every detergent is
Omo.
Unye hu ye Omo. So every anointing oil to you is Burgess. But Burgess is a company.
Yeah, what's our tier? It's a Burgess, no? And a company, no?
The company name. Please, what makes the oil have an anointing? When we talk about anointing, anointing is the power of the Holy Spirit. So what makes the oil an anointing oil is when it is carrying the power, not when it's in the pharmacy.
People
cook with olive oil. Do you know people cook with olive oil? Yeah.
When Mr. Enkrofo at the start, and we are
people cook with olive oil. People use olive oil to do anything oil can do.
Enkrofo at the start, and we are a yard BRI.
If your padlock, rust and becomes stubborn, you just have to put olive oil. It's not the Holy Ghost. It's just olive oil.
The water what he has said,
it will open.
Because
it is oil. It is oil. But what makes it have an anointing is when the Spirit of God comes.
Now, Adia Emmanuel, Eye, Concro, and the Sesso, Yankupon, and Homo Ebemua.
Now, watch this. And I'm trying to explain to you that the oil itself is not the Holy Spirit.
The Pastor, what he has said,
even if it's anointed.
Do I have
I have your popular brand. It looks more spiritual. It looks like this one is the one God will use. The other one that are green, and you don't like them. Listen. Prayer has been set over this oil. Hands have been laid. So the Spirit of God has come upon this oil. So it is now an anointing. That is oil that carries power of the Holy Spirit. We call it anointing oil. But it is still not the Holy Ghost. So that I have bottled the Holy Ghost. Can you bottle the Holy Ghost? Like you have done very well. Oh, the Holy Ghost is good to him. You bottle the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody by stop bottling the Holy Ghost. So when I lay hands on, he said, "Oh, but Daddy didn't use the oil. Daddy didn't use the oil. Like unconquerable oil on him. The Holy Spirit is not the oil. I can pray for you without the oil, and the Spirit of God will still come upon you. Yeah." I may not even touch you. So don't put all your faith in oil. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit is more than the oil. It is just his power that has come on it. But he's not the oil. You can't bottle him. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now, what happens is that when you administer the anointing oil, not olive oil. Now you know the difference between the oil and the anointing oil. Now you know the difference. What is the difference? Who will tell me from here? The young people. I just explained. And I what's the difference between the olive oil and the anointing oil?
Mm-hmm. They've prayed on. What was the olive oil thing?
The one that it has not had contact with the Holy Spirit. When it gets contact with the Holy Spirit, by you praying on it or by a pastor praying on it, or you bringing it to the altar to receive God's power or presence, or you praying on it. It's like water. I can just pray on water and it will heal you. Then I can just call it Jesus water. Or Yesu Moja.
Yesu Christo Nsuo and Yesu Moja.
I think that one is popular. The Yesu Moja is popular in Ghana here. I can just sell it for you 1,000 Ghana cedis. It's just water prayed over. Ebura Musuo. And you believe that there is something so special. It is the prayer said on it. It's not the water itself.
It's the
anointing that has come on it. So what happens is that when you administer the anointing oil, it attracts the presence of the Spirit to come on you. The Bible says that, and when they poured, 1 Samuel 7, when they poured, I think chapter 16, when they poured the oil on the head of David, then the Spirit of God came upon him.
Na Bible no ese ebra wode enwo no egu David so no onyankopon honhom eba ne so.
That means the oil is not the Spirit of God.
Na che se enye enwo sra na edigu no
so
na ye onyankopon
nemo. Samuel 16. When they poured the oil on David, then the Spirit of God came upon him. As I'm speaking now, the Spirit of God is coming on you right now. Receive the Holy Spirit.
Receive it.
You didn't receive it. I said, receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive it.
Receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive it.
So see, sometimes when we say receive the Holy Spirit, you think it is for you to become a pastor.
It's not, so
a lot of people don't say amen because after all, I'm not a pastor. I don't need to. Which demon am I going to
chase?
For David to become a king according to his destiny, he needed to be anointed. For you to become that powerful man, that powerful woman, for you to manifest your destiny, you need to be anointed. You need the Spirit of God to come upon you. For you to be able to give birth to your destiny, like Mary, you are supposed to carry the Messiah. How can this be? How can this be? That the Spirit of God will come upon you. So as I'm saying that, receive the Holy Spirit. You are supposed to receive it because it can bring blessings to your life. It can cause your destiny to manifest, your marriage, your business, your academic destiny, anything you are doing, you need the Holy Spirit. So now I say it again with this understanding. As I am speaking now, the Holy Spirit, like Acts chapter 10, is falling upon people. So I declare that everyone here, no matter what you are looking for, receive the Holy Spirit power.
I receive it.
Receive the Holy Spirit's anointing.
I receive it.
Clap your two hands together for
them.
So the Holy Spirit is not oil.
Are you
cool? Are you cool with it? Alright. So now, if the Holy Spirit is not these things, then what are they? No, what are these things? They are called the symbols of the Holy Spirit. We use these as symbols to describe how the Holy Spirit works. Tell somebody, these are the symbols of the Holy Spirit.
Catch it.
They are the symbols. They just represent. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. When you say it, it reminds you of how the Holy Spirit behaves. So write down quickly as I close today. Write this down quickly. As I close today. Symbols of the Holy Spirit. Number one. Water. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. Water is a symbol that represents. It's not the Holy Spirit. It represents the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7 verse 37. John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted or cried out, saying, if there is anyone among you who is thirsty, let him come and drink. Go on. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following me? Jesus shouted and said, everybody who is thirsty, come and drink. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And some of them were confused. Hey, what is he talking about? Why is he going to share miracle water? Is he going to
now momu di le chine die na o madwuma yo saka saka adai papa yi obetwe nsu obi
ana out of thy belly. Do you know that song? Shall flow rivers of living waters. Yeah.
out of my belly shall flow, out of my belly.
This is where they got the song from.
Shall flow rivers of living waters.
You see, so Jesus was the one who said what you just sang. He said, for when you come, I'll give you water, and the water I'll give you, you will not thirst, and out of you shall become a river flowing. You take one bottle, and it produces a river flowing with water. And everybody was confused. What is Jesus talking about?
Verse 39
explains what Jesus was saying. Everybody, let's read. Change the version, okay? When I'm teaching small things like that, use a different version for me. Now, let's all read. One, go. He said this about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were going to receive. For the Spirit had not yet been received, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. He had not yet died and resurrected. So the Holy Ghost had not been sent to any of them. They have not yet received the Spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
What should
they
make?
When he told them that, come, I'll give you water, he was talking about the Spirit. That means that water is a symbol that Jesus used to describe the Holy Spirit.
Rivers of living water. And when the river flows.
Now listen. Why do they compare the Holy Spirit? Why do they compare the Holy Spirit to water? Because of how water behaves. Because like water, the Holy Spirit washes us. The Holy Spirit nourishes us and refreshes our life like water. And when they pour water on you like that, especially when you do sports, or when you are playing football, or when you are running, and they pour water on you, see that it's refreshing.
Now
that's how the Holy Spirit is. When it comes upon you, he refreshes you. He preserves your life. He washes you. He cleanses us. And he goes further to satisfy us.
He satisfies us.
Huh? A lot of the things that you are looking for satisfaction from, you will not get satisfaction from them. There is some emptiness in every man, because God created every man and put himself there. And man managed to take God out of man. Are you hearing me? So since the fall of Adam, that creation has been tempered with. Man's creation has been tempered. So there is an empty space in every man. That is why every man seems to look for a spiritual deity, a god, to fill it. Like every man, whether they are Illuminati, whether they are Muslim, everybody seems to be looking for a certain god. Everybody, somebody is just pouring water on the ground, just calling a certain stone god. There is something in every man to look for a certain god. Because there is nothing. Sex cannot satisfy the emptiness and the loneliness you feel on the inside. It's only created. It's God who can feel it. No amount of sex can satisfy it. You will masturbate your whole life. You feel you are satisfied. Only after 5 minutes, you feel like going back to do it again. There is an emptiness in you that only the Holy Spirit can feel. Only the Holy Spirit. Wheat cannot. You feel restless. Let me take it. I'll feel fine. Let me take the wheat. I'll feel fine. Let me smoke. I'll feel fine. You will go round one, round two, five rows, this row. You will drink all your life. You will take the alcohol all your life. You will feel like you are satisfied for just a few minutes. The emptiness is so hot again. you'll be in need of it again. Because that satisfaction comes from only God. That space can only be filled by God. Not a boyfriend, not a girlfriend. Nobody can satisfy. The world is looking for that satisfaction in anything they find. Some of them are looking for it in fashion. Some of them are looking for it in weed. Some of them are looking for it in sex. Some of them are looking for it in worshiping other gods. No. It is only the Holy Spirit. It says, out of your belly shall flow. He told the Samaritan woman, there is the water I can give you. That when you take that water, you will not come back looking for water. May you be filled in the Spirit of the Lord. May you be filled by the Spirit of the Lord. May you be filled by the Spirit of the Lord. May you have divine satisfaction. May you have divine satisfaction.
Amen.
May you not be a victim, a slave to sin.
Amen.
A slave to the entities of this world.
Amen.
Lord, I receive satisfaction.
I receive satisfaction
by the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Clap your two hands together.
Bounce some time
and flow.
Bring a rhythm up to life. The life is river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
My time is up. Let me finish. Number two is fire. Fire is a symbol. Matthew 3:11. Write it down quickly. John the Baptist said, "For there is one that is coming, who is mightier than me. I am not even qualified to untie his shoe."
Now, Johannes,
these are the words of John the Baptist. Now when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. So the Holy Spirit is different from fire. But the Holy Spirit has fire department. He uses fire to do some things. He behaves like fire at times. He can reveal himself like raw fire. But he's not fire. And like fire, it burns off chaff, unwanted things in your life. See, when you receive that fire of the Holy Ghost, it can burn every unwanted thing from your life.
Fire. We need your fire. I need your fire.
My Christian life, my ministry, my business, my relationship, my marriage, my destiny. Set me on fire. Speak in tongues right now. Speak in tongues. I need your fire. 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 Fire burns. Fire destroys. Fire washes. Fire burns. Unwanted materials. I don't know the sickness. I don't know the trouble. I don't know the issue in your life. But as you are praying, the fire is burning it. The fire is dealing with it.
Burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, please shake over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, hey, holy fire, burn upon my altar.
When you are here, 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 when you are here. When you are here, when you are here,
when you are here,
sickness,
when you are
trouble, diseases, weakness, infirmity, change,
when you are here, when you are here, when you
are here, when you are here, when you are here,
when you are here,
when you come,
when you
come, when you are here, when you start revealing yourself, witchcraft chains shall break, demonic chains shall break, some chains are falling.
When you come.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.